A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and Merry Christmas. We are closely near the time of celebrating Christmas. It's a couple days, maybe. Some of you have finished your Christmas shopping. Maybe you have a little bit more left to do. I know yesterday Reagan was baking a pound cake, which filled the air with aroma. Of course, you know, I've spoken about that in the past, and we actually got to taste some of that pound cake this morning with a cup of coffee. It was very delightful. It's frigid this morning with our colder temperatures. But anyway, I guess for some of you with the Carolina Panthers, a good win yesterday. It was kind of one of those encouraging moments where you see a team that's been struggling for so long to actually win against the Arizona Cardinals. Not that I'm a Panthers fan. My wife is a Carolina's Panthers fan. But anyway, for those little things, I guess, of yeah, joy for the season, maybe, for those of you who got to celebrate that win yesterday here in the Carolinas. Yeah, totally off topic, I imagine there. But anyway, my mind goes in a lot of different directions sometimes. And had a good church service yesterday. It was good to be with a body of believers there at our church. And then, of course, we were able to partake in the Lord's Supper, which was a special occasion at our church, and that we have a time where families come down and experience that together. Always a joy that we do that time frame, have that time frame at our church at Christmas season. So a special service yesterday. And was just really a joyful time. And then, of course, I always look forward to, we have a Christmas Eve service. So if you don't have a church that you attend a Christmas Eve service, we will be having a Christmas Eve service at our church, and that is at Woodlawn Baptist in Lowell, North Carolina, starting at 6 p.m., So if you would like to come and be a part of that, we would love to have you. So come out and join us. For reference as far as today and considering where we're at, one of the things that I've kind of thought through in where we are, where we kind of land right now, specifically Reagan and I, there are some transitions that we are going through, specifically with our family and how it's expanded. As I have shared, my son Clay recently has married, and so now he is off on his adventure and raising his family and his wife and just their, you know, ownness, if you will. And then my son, oldest son Jace, which is in the Coast Guard, and he's you know, sometimes he's available to be here for the holidays, and sometimes he's not, and that's okay. But that's the point, is kind of where we're at, and then having, you know, two smaller ones. But the changes, you know, I remember just kind of with Jason Clay specifically, just in their age and towards the end as they lived here in our house, which is more so recently. One of the things that always fascinated me about my boys was the hunger. You know, they could, that age, you know, when you get to high school and older, it's like the fridge becomes a go-to, if you will. And so it was always, you know, for a man, of course, what does it say? A way to a man's heart's through the food. But it was always kind of a point of contention when you would reach into the fridge, especially and see something that was like almost empty but put back in the fridge. In particular, I would say, like drinks. I don't know. It's like a sliver of liquid left in there. So being completely empty, not really nothing there. And my question to my boys was always, you know, why did you just not finish it and put it away or, you know, be done? Of course, you know, the remark would always be, well, I left a little bit in there for you. But, you know, it was like you were kind of just like, you know, it's pretty much empty. And to some degree, you know, to validate what they were trying to express is it technically wasn't empty. There was still, you know, maybe half an ounce of milk or juice or soda, whatever that may be the case there. But it was not, excuse me, it was not completely empty. Well, sometimes I think it was empty and they just didn't want to take it to the trash can. But anyway, so, you know, keeping the forethought of empty in our minds and kind of settling on that one word, I think it's true. And when we read this verse in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So as I mentioned earlier with the whole thing of, I would describe it as an annoyance to reach into the fridge and find something that's empty, right? In my description, it would be an unfortunate atrocity. And I think about, again, those efforts of putting the empty container back into the fridge. It's maybe to some degree it's the empty syndrome, and in some ways that probably would say that that's a negative meaning, but I feel here in this passage we see the different way in which Jesus describes his actions in coming in the likeness of men. So he literally was emptying and giving all. There was no pride or consideration of how someone else should take responsibility, but that he truly demonstrated humility. Again, the question for us is how often have we considered this attitude which Paul calls for us to have? And that if we have professed Christ as our Lord and Savior, there should be some recognition, a desire on our part to emulate humility in our daily lives and experience the fullness of Christ. You see, the life that has been granted to us, it should display what Christ desires within us by leading others to the same understanding. You know, many instances of humility will appear to be maybe empty and futile in the here and now, because there is no instant gratification. The eternal truth, however, far outweighs the conflicting thoughts that sway in our minds. Christ experienced death on a cross through his obedience. Again, when Philippians chapter 2 says to have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, do we dwell upon an attitude of being empty? So we would say that maybe the appearance or Jesus's life appeared as an empty life, to have died in such a way. You know, the truth is that through his sacrifice, it gave fruit to the resurrection and life everlasting that we share again in that blessed eternal hope. You see, the world would portray believers, Christians, to be fools in regard to emptying themselves, and how Christmas is misrepresented by how much one receives. Thanks be to God that in the empty tomb, our sight shifts from the candy canes and bows to the salvation provided through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I am truly grateful that because of, as Philippians describes, that Jesus emptied himself, that now I have the fullness of Christ through salvation. Brothers and sisters, I feel as though that this season that we are surrounded in, we should be reminded that however things may appear or look, that because of, again, the empty tomb, we have life everlasting. Again, Merry Christmas to everyone. Get your last minute shopping gifts in order. And remember, a boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking again with you tomorrow.